Being much taller than Dougalo, Grunt had figured he would not need to swim. Keeping his gaze fixed on the willows, he began wading. The going was slow but steady. He squelched onward, feeling the ooze, old tree roots and vegetation beneath his footpaws. So obsessed was he with his quest for the fabled swan's egg, the brown rat chieftain did not want any other beast sharing his discovery. Wading closer, he could make out the nest now, a sprawling, unwieldy construction, probably based on some underwater willow roots. Gruntan could mentally picture the egg, lying there in solitary splendour, white as the driven snow and big as a seaside boulder. His paws trembled with desire and anxiety as he pushed himself faster through the water, which was now lapping about his chin. It was spitting water by the time he reached the nest, but his footpaws found a hold on the underwater roots. Grabbing the outside of the huge nest, he hauled himself upward, gurgling with happiness. Under the weight of the brown rat's bulk, the entire nest came toppling sideways on him in a hideous cacophony of sound, two gangling cygnets and a fully grown female mute swan fell upon Gruntan. The young swan scrabbled back onto the half-capsized nest, trumpeting weakly, whilst their mother set about punishing the unwelcome trespasser. Defending its nest and family, the mute swan was an awesome sight. It towered over the unfortunate brown rat, hissing and snorting, thrashing him with both webbed limbs, beating him with wings like windmill sails. Then it pounded away at his head with its fearsome orange beak, which was backed by a hard black protrusion at the base. Once, twice, thrice, the swan struck, each blow powered by its long, powerful neck. Gruntan curdly sank limply beneath the waters with a fractured spine and a cracked skull. Still hissing and snorting its wrath, the mute swan shepherded its two cygnets away to safety. Dougalo stood clinging to a clump of bulrushes, still waist-deep in the water meadow, shocked by what he had witnessed. His gaze was still rooted to the scene of the attack, watching the spot where Gruntan had sunk, expecting him to reappear, roaring orders to slay the swan. Dougalo stayed quite a while, until it finally dawned on him that only a fish could stay underwater so long.